the Flyboys in that category. 1-2. Just inside, Barone lays off. Two balls and two strikes. Barone coming from West Virginia. Just finished up his freshman season, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. There's a strikeout for Boynton as Freeney applies the tag on the drop third strike. And there's the first out of the ball game for Matt Boynton. One down in the first. Here's Jack Mosh. Mosh pinch hit last night. We saw him come in the ball game for Barone, in fact. And he did score a run after walking in the ninth inning. First pitch, and strike one on the outside corner. So Mosh, a lefty hitter, righty thrower from Missouri. A lot of Missouri connections in this ball game. As the 0-1 hit out the right center. That's going to be down for a hit. Hill's going to come in to score from third. Mosh touches first. He's going to try to advance to second after a bobble in center. And it's a double for Jack Mosh, and they'll call it just a hit. So double for Jack Mosh, and the Flyboys are on the board here in the first inning. They lead it 1-0. So Mosh stands at second with one out, and here's Joel Dragoo. Dragoo, again a star last night, hit a grand slam in the ninth inning. Game was well out of hand already, but still counts for his stat line. He'll take it. First pitch from Boynton right down the heart of the plate. Strike one. Again, 2 for 6. 2 runs, 4 ribbies last night for Dragoo. The 0-1. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball in the dirt. And a good start to the at-bat from Boynton. It's 0-2 on Dragoo, who plays his college ball at Presbyterian. Appeared in all 55 games for the Blue Hose this year. Scored a team-high 37 runs and drew a team-high 32 walks. Quite the on-base percentage this year at .377. 0-2 chopped foul down the left field line. Dragoo's average sitting in the Appy League at .286, boosted certainly from last night's efforts. OPS at .840. The 0-2 from Boynton. There's strike three, and it's 2 strikeouts now in the inning. This one looking. Every other batter so far for Boynton. The first one reached on a single, then a strikeout, then a double, then a strikeout. So Austin Bode will step in with 2 outs and a runner at second. As Boynton, after giving up 2 hits here in the first, has a chance to limit the damage here in the first. Austin Bode hitting from the left-hand side. First pitch from Boynton. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Bode 2 for 5 last night with 2 runs. Just about everybody in the lineup. Well, in fact, everyone in the lineup for Greenville last night scored. That was just kind of one of those nights. The 0-1. Yeah, that gets away from Freeney. Runner tries to advance. The throw is perfect to third base. How about it from Freeney right into the glove of Cooper, who was letting his glove sit right in front of third base. So Mosh gets a little greedy, and he's caught stealing at third for the final out. Bode will lead off the second, but Greenville grabs a run on 2 hits in the first inning, and they lead it early. Stateliners will look to match when we return here on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bristol. Greenville takes a 1-0 lead in the top of inning number one. Aiden Hill, a leadoff single to start the ball game, worked his way around the base paths and scored on an RBI double by Jack Mosh, and that gives us our 1-0 score. Bristol doesn't want to get too far behind here tonight after a 15-2 drubbing at the hands of the Flyboys yesterday. So they'll look to get on the board here in the first. Here's your starting lineup for the Stateliners. The batting order, Derek Cease hits first at second base. Nick Arias will bat second at short. Dalton Bargo hits third. He's the first baseman today. Aries Gardner batting fourth, the designated hitter. Trey Oblast, last night's star in the lineup, will play right field tonight and bat fifth. Easton Rooley up in the sixth spot playing left field. Tariq Freeney batting seventh and behind the plate. Jake Cooper batting eighth, the third baseman. And Joe Cardinale bats ninth in center field. And they will face Nick Good, a left-handed pitcher who's 1-1, 11.81 ERA, 5.1 innings thus far this year, has given up 8 runs, 8 hits, 4 strikeouts, and 5 walks. The lefty brings the first pitch to Cease, and it's called strike one, and we're underway here in the bottom of the first. Good, Bowling Green State. We had a... The starter last night for Greenville was also from Bowling Green State, that being Landon Williman. 4.74 ERA in college this season across 19 innings. Appeared in 14 games for the Falcons. 1-1 to Cease. Ground ball. He's got speed. A slow one to Clark. Throw to first. Not in time. Cease uses his speed, and it's an infield single to start the first for Bristol. Just a slow roller there from Cease, and with his speed, it was going to be a tough play. It didn't matter who was playing shortstop. So Nick Arias jumps up in the lineup tonight. Arias hit seventh last night. He'll bat in the two spot here tonight. Arias only hitting 207 as he swings through the first pitch from Good. Oh for 2 last night for Arias. As a throw over, did they get Cease? Oh, close play at first. Going to have to watch that lefty on the mound, Nick Good, with the throws over to first. I think Cease just got his hand back in time. 0-1 from Good. Here it comes. Arias chops one up the middle. Could this be 2? Ortiz fields it on the bag, fires the first, and a double play. It's a 4-3 as Ortiz does it himself, and there's 2 outs in the first. So every pitcher's best friend, a ground ball right at the bag. Ortiz touches second and fires over to first for the double play. And here's Dalton Bargo with no one on and 2 outs. First pitch to Bargo, called strike one. Bargo's average sitting at 268. The 0-1. Bargo chops one to third, diving, and it's going to get through to left field. Wagner got dirty, and it went right under the glove of Clark. So that's the second hit of the ball game for Bristol, but after the double play, only one man stands on base. And here's the dangerous Aries Gardner hitting from the left side. So Gardner hitting 296 thus far, 842 OPS. 0-3 evening yesterday, did draw a walk and scored a run. First pitch chopped off the hands of a Stateliner, and it's 0-1. Gardner, a first baseman from Grambling State University. The 0-1. Again, foul. This one in the air, but out of play down the left field line. And it's 0-2 after a couple foul balls. Defensively for Greenville tonight. Of course, we said Nick Goods on the mound. Catching for him, Casey Gibbs. In the infield is Nick Barone at first, Ray Ortiz at second, Wallace Clark at short, Kai Wagner at third, Austin Bode in left, Aiden Hill in center, and Joel Dragoo in right. 0-2, here's the pitch. Waste pitch from Good. Gardner lays off. It's 1-2. Margo the runner at first. Gardner the hitter in a 1-0 ball game. Greenville leads it bottom of the first with two outs. The 1-2. Again, another foul ball. This one in off the hands. Straight back, and we'll do it again. Last night we saw Bristol score in two innings, the second and the fourth. It was a 1-1 ball game after three, a 5-2 ball game after four, and then it just took off from there. 1-2 off the plate. 10 unanswered runs last night for the Flyboys, and it got a little bit out of hand. It was sort of one of those where the game was pretty much, you knew the result was not in doubt at that point, and Bristol decided to just kind of coast to the end and not have to use any more arms in order to save some guys for tonight. They'll check on Oblas, who was not too far off the bag. He's safe. Excuse me, that's Bargo at first. Oblas on deck. So Oblas would hit next if Gardner is able to reach. Bunch of lefties in this state liner lineup against the lefty. Good. 2-2. Gardner, another foul ball. He's given a bunch of souvenirs here tonight and fighting tough. So six pitches in the at-bat thus far as Gardner doing a good job trying to make Good work a little bit here on the mound. Here's another one. This one downstairs. They'll appeal out to Marvin Sims. He says Gardner did not go around. And we're full, 3-2. Bargo will get a head start at first on the 3-2 pitch. Good, the lefty gets his signal and comes set out of the stretch. 3-2. There goes Bargo, the pitch. Gardner, oh, he hit Bargo on the hip. Gardner lasered that ball towards second base. Bargo never saw it coming. Great target practice for Aries Gardner, but not exactly what you want on the offensive side. So it'll be Bargo who's called out. And that will end inning number one. A couple base runners for the State Liners, but nothing doing. It's 1-0 Greenville. We'll be right back with the second inning on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
All right, folks, we're back here in the top of the second inning. Bristol trailing Greenville 1-0. And here comes Austin Bode hitting from the left side. First pitch out towards left. And right out there to Easton Rooley, who came a few steps in from his position in left field. One pitch, one out here in the second. A quick chance to chat about our text line, folks. We've been having fun with this all year long. Send us a message, 276-285-8780. Again, that's 276-285-8780. Introduce yourself. Let us know where you're watching from this evening. Here's Ray Ortiz. Boynton misses outside. Ortiz, a new addition to the lineup here for Greenville. Did not see him last night. Here's a good-looking fastball from Boynton. It's 1-1. Ortiz plays his college ball at NJIT, the New Jersey Institute of Technology. 288 average on the college season as he waves at a pitch and misses 1-2. Had a breakout season for New Jersey Institute of Technology in 2023. Started 53 games at short and led the team in batting average, RBI, and doubles. The 1-2 lifts it out deep to right field. Oblas chasing it to the wall and has some trouble as it's off the Cootie Brown sign in right center. Ortiz stops at second, and Greenville picks up where they left off from the first inning and from last night, a double with one out in the second. So some traffic on the base paths here for Matt Boynton. Kai Wagner, another new addition into the lineup tonight. Did not see him yesterday. And a Utah connection for these two teams. Several Utah players in both lineups this evening. First pitch to Wagner. Called strike one. A bit surprised that Wagner's not on Bristol's roster with how many Utah players there are represented for the Stateliners due to Bill Kinneberg being the manager, former manager for the Utah Utes of the Pac-12. 0-1, Boynton takes a peek at second, has to chuck it to someone and threw it to Cease, who was still playing second base. So no balls and one strike. Wagner fouls it off, and it's 0-2. So some of the Utah connections, we talked about Kai Wagner. Joe Cardinale, who's out in center field, comes from Utah. Trey Oblas in right, played at Utah this year. Easton Rooley in left, played at Utah. All three Stateliner outfielders, Utah Utes this year. And here's another one in the box. The 0-2, here it comes. Chopped right under the glove of Boynton into center field. Ortiz touches third. He'll score easily, and Greenville's on the board again. They lead it 2-0 in the second on the RBI single by Kai Wagner. So a soft ground ball that time, a little different than what we've seen from Greenville throughout the series. They've been crushing the ball. That one a little bit... Not quite as well hit, but it got the job done. Here's Wallace Clark. First pitch misses off the plate. 1-0. Clark is from Oklahoma. He's had a bit of a slow start here for Greenville, but that was the case for several other Flyboys coming into last night before they took off. 1-1 the count. The 1-1, down and in. Clark in 2022 was named to the All-Big 12 freshman team after playing in 48 games and making 42 starts. Played the majority of the time at third. He's here at short for the Flyboys tonight, 2-1. Hit out to left, and it's a foul ball out of play. Oklahoma, of course, played in the College World Series last year, 2022. Scored a run in the finals against Ole Miss, who eventually won that series. 2-2. Could this be two? Cease flips. This is thrown over to first by Arias, and it's a double play. We've seen a double play on both sides tonight, and that gets Bristol out of the jam. Greenville adds a run here, and they lead it 2-0. We'll be right back with more Bristol State Liners baseball on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Bottom of two, 2-0. The Flyboys have picked up a run in the first and the second, and lead it 2-0 as Bristol looks to get on the board as Trey Oblas, last night's big power bat, steps in from the left side. Do want to say hello to Jennifer Ruley out from California. Says shout out to Easton, who's in the lineup tonight in left field. We miss you. We're proud of you. Wishing you and your team a great game. So first pitch to Oblas, called strike one. Always love hearing from you guys on our text line, 01 Mrs. Lowe. Good to see Easton in the lineup tonight out in left field. Now, one thing to note is Aiden Heberle, who's been in the lineup quite often this year, is no longer on the roster for Bristol. So maybe some more opportunities for Easton in the outfield and maybe a few others, as it's now 2-1 to Oblas. Officially, there's only four outfielders on the roster: Jordan Austin, Joe Cardinale, Trey Oblas, Blake Wood, but we've seen Ruley double out there as well. Oblas fouls the 2-1 off towards Greenville's dugout, and it's 2-2. Again, as a reminder on Oblas's evening yesterday, 3-for-4 with a homer. His average sits at 351. 2-2 pitch. Looked good from here, and Will Ferguson agrees as Oblas down on strikes. It's the first strikeout of the ball game for Nick Good, and one out in the second. Here's Easton Ruley. Ruley's average at 257. Pitch from Good. That bounced off the hand of the home plate umpire, Will Ferguson. Not sure the backstop Gibbs there recognized it. Normally you walk that ball out to your pitcher if the umpire gets hit. But he seems to be okay. It bounced up off the plate, off the catcher, and then hit the umpire in the hand, it looked like. 1-0 to Ruley. Downstairs again. Say hello to the O'Neills, who again, who are watching from New Jersey. Appreciate you guys checking in. 2-0. There's a strike as Ruley taking there, 2-0. Tariq Freeney on deck, Jake Cooper in the hole for the State Liners, who are looking for some base runners here in the second. 2-1 from Nick Good. Misses high, and now Ruley's way ahead. 3-1. We told you Ruley's one of those Utah players that didn't really get much time at Utah this year in their freshman season. 3-1, lifted out the right, and it's a base hit. And it bloops in front of the right fielder, Dragoo. And that's the fourth hit of the ball game for Bristol. They've all been singles thus far. And if you're scoring at home, you may be one single off from us. But officially, the ball that Gardner hit that bounced off of Bargo's hip to end the first inning, they gave Gardner a single, but then said Bargo was put out at second, officially on a four unassisted. So just in case anybody's scoring from home, Tariq Freeney takes the first pitch for a strike. We did see Freeney in the lineup yesterday. He hit up in the number two spot. He went 0 for 4 with a strikeout. 258 batting average in the Appy League this year thus far. Here's a chopper off the end of the bat. Tough play. Gibbs out to throw down. I think he beat it, and he did. Make it five hits in the ball game, five singles, as the State Liners playing playing a little bit of small ball here with two on and one out, and here comes Jake Cooper. A little bit of bad luck here for the pitcher Good, who's not getting hit entirely hard. Just a couple bloop hits here. Let's see if Bristol can take advantage. Here comes Rooley to third, a snap throw, and not in time. The ball was in the dirt. Rooley saw an opportunity to take third and give him a stolen base. So now they're on the corners, as Casey Gibbs will have to come out and give the old first and third signal here, as Jake Cooper has a chance to drive in the first run of the ball game for Bristol. They'll throw to first. Freeney dives in. They'll say it was a wild pitch by Good, so wipe the stolen base for Rooley, unfortunately, on the statistics. The 1-0, big swing and a miss by Cooper, and we're even at 1-1. Talked about the Utah connection. Probably the only other connection that's bigger on this team is Penn State. Is Derek Cease, the leadoff man, and Jake Cooper, both from Penn State. Cooper's really picked it up here lately, as they'll check on Freeney again. Cooper had 15 at-bats for the Nittany Lions this year. Had three hits, two runs, four ribbies. This season was his redshirt freshman year. So going into his sophomore season this fall, 1-1. Up high, ball two. Two on the count. Greenville leads it 2-0. Runners on the corners. Jake Cooper in the batter's box, hitting from the right side. Here's the pitch. This one fouled out of play. Onto the football field to our right. And we're even. Hello, Drew and Vicky Nolan from Florida. Appreciate your kind comments. Always love hearing from you guys. Hearing who all's listening and watching each and every night. 2-2. Here it comes. Cooper chops one foul once again over towards the State Liner dugout. Trying to see who that was leaning over the rail there. I think that was Seth Buchanan, who tried to make a play, but he botched it. 2-2 the count. Runners on the corners. State Liners looking for some action here in the second. Rooley stretching his legs at third, prepared to run. 2-2 again fouled. That one landed in the end zone of the football field over to our right. A couple foul balls here in the at bat for Cooper with two strikes. Nick Good in a bit of a jam here. He's given up five hits, but no runs yet. And late time call. Not sure if Cooper stuck his hand up or not. I think it was him. Good was taking his time. It probably would have been a pitch clock violation if we were talking MLB style, but no pitch clock in the Appy League. Runner going. 2-2, misses in, and no throw down. So Freeney up to second, now two in scoring position, and a base hit could tie it for Jake Cooper. The count's full, 3-2. Cooper's average only at 0.95. He just recently picked up his first hit of the year this past weekend. 3-2, swing and a miss, but it's a drop third strike. Here comes Rooley. They'll go home. Safe. Rooley slid into the umpire, Will Ferguson. Ferguson had to take a step back and call for the safe sign. So Bristol's on the board, 2-1 after the wild pitch scores Easton Rooley. And more importantly, Jake Cooper reaches first on the strikeout. So 2-1 is our score. And now steal runners on the corners with one out, and it's Joe Cardinale. So runners on the corners, Bristol with a chance to tie it up here, maybe do more. Throw to first. Oh, they've picked off Cooper. He's going to get in a rundown, and he tried to avoid the tag. Thought we might see Freeney try to score there. Cooper must have been going on first move. And we told you that pickoff move might get Bristol in trouble tonight. Good, able to erase Cooper off the bases. So, you know, hey, he did strike out and then advance to first. So Good gets the best of him on the pickoff. Now there's two outs and a runner at third. Cardinale fouls one off sharply. It's 0-1. So two outs in the second. Freeney, the runner at third. The nine-hitter Cardinale in the box. Another foul ball right back to the screen. Peeking down tonight, it is Bark in the Park night. I've seen one dog. Looking around here, not really seeing too many others. Here's a ground ball to short. Clark Fields right behind the bag, and the throw is in time. So Cardinale goes down on the ground out, but Bristol does get one run in the inning as Easton Rooley comes in to score on a wild pitch. They've cut the lead in half, and we'll see what Greenville does in the top of the third when we return here on the State Liners Baseball Network.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Two to one, our score. Bristol cuts the lead in half in the bottom of the second. Had quite a bit of action here on the base paths tonight as a run scored in every half inning except for the bottom of the first. As Greenville has picked up a run in the first and the second inning, and they'll put that streak to the test here in the third inning. Again, another chance for you folks, no matter where you're listening from, shoot us a text message. You can send it to 276-285-8780. Again, that's 276-285-8780. Love interacting with you guys from all over the country. First pitch from Boynton in there to Casey Gibbs, misses 1-0. Gibbs, the number 9 hitter for Greenville. We didn't see him yesterday. 1-0. Just missed inside. Casey Gibbs, a switch hitter from VCU. 2-for-16 start to the summer league, and Gibbs is actually currently in the transfer portal, like many of these players in the Appy League. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Rain is all but gone. Gibbs 2 for 16, 3 runs on the year in the Appy League, 2-1. There's a strike, count even. Gibbs looking to get it rolling here for the Flyboys in his season, but also here in the top of the third. The pitch from Boynton. Fouled off the hands. So again, Greenville's gotten one run in each of the first two innings. 9-1-2 hitters scheduled here in the third. 2-2 the count, the pitch from Boynton. Off the foot of Gibbs. Looked like it skipped in and hit his right foot there in the batter's box. So a leadoff runner for Greenville as Casey Gibbs, the nine hitter, gets on. And, you know, you never want to see the number nine hitter get on to lead off an inning in front of the top of the order, but you definitely don't want to hit him. As Boynton just lost control there of that pitch. We'll see if he can work around it here. Here's Aiden Hill, who singled and scored in the first. Pitch from Boynton. Misses low. Freeney had to go down to get it. Adventurous trip around the bases for Aiden Hill in the first. Singled. Stole second. The throw went into center field. He ended up at third on the air. And then scored on an RBI double. 1-0 fouled straight back off the mitt of Freeney. Again, coming into last night, Hill was 3 for 30 to start the season. He picked up 3 hits in one game yesterday. So he's feeling it a bit here. Runner goes on the 1-1. Here's Freeney's throw. Is it in time? Got him on the helmet. Throw was exactly where you want it. And how about the tag from Nick Arias at shortstop? The tag a bit high, but the throw brought Arias up the line a little bit into the runner's lane. So nicely done by Freeney to erase Gibbs, and there's now one out. And the count 2-1 on Hill. Two-one off the plate. In Hill's freshman year at VCU, played 15 games, made 3 starts. Went 2-for-4 in his final game against Rhode Island. 3-1, misses the zone again, and it's a 5-pitch walk. So Boynton hits Gibbs to start the inning. Now a free pass issued to Aiden Hill. And here's Nick Barone. Bristol couldn't get Barone out last night. Had 4 hits. He's 0-for-1 tonight with a K. Swings at the first pitch from Boynton and a miss, 0-1. Seven games this season for Barone at West Virginia. Had a 2-run shot against UNC Greensboro on March 18th as the pitch from Boynton up over the head of Barone and past Freeney to the backstop. That allows Hill to move up to second on the wild pitch. The other homer for Barone this year at West Virginia, how about a grand slam against Baylor on April the 30th? The number one first baseman in Pennsylvania, according to Perfect Game, in his senior season. Hill with a big lead at second. Barone out towards short. Arias, a jumping catch. How about the defense up the middle for this Stateliner team, Derek Cease and Nick Arias? That's a sign of a good defense when you're good up the middle. And now two outs after the line out from Barone. And here's Jack Mosh, who had an RBI double in the first. A double here would score another run. The pitch from Boynton. Chopped foul. Again, we talked about the Utah connection. As Kai Wagner, the third baseman for Greenville, teammates with several of these guys on the Stateliner roster. How about Jack Mosh from Missouri? Several Missouri folks on the Stateliner roster, 0-1 off the plate, including Nick Smith, a lefty pitcher down in the bullpen for Bristol, Dalton Bargo, who's the starting first baseman tonight as well, and Aiden Heberle, also a Missouri guy, but again, he was removed from the roster today. Didn't get an explanation on that. 1-1. Misses outside. I would assume that is potentially injury-related for Heberle, as last night he started the ball game against Greenville but was removed, and the thought is sort of that maybe he aggravated something. We'll try to get some clarification on that for you. But hated to see that he was off the roster this morning when I checked the latest transactions from around the league, as he was off to a great start here for Bristol. Not only offensively, but he played some solid right field for the Stateliners. He was hitting .368 with a .538 on-base percentage, so hate to see him go. 2-1. Hit out towards left field. It's through. Coming up with it is Rooley. The throw home is in time. Freeney applies the tag on Hill. And how about it, Easton Rooley? Rooley scores a run in the bottom of the second and picks up the assist to end inning number three. Greenville off the board here. They do not get a run in the top of the third. They lead it 2-1. Bristol will look to tie or take the lead when we return for the third. Bottom of the third, that is. Thanks for listening to the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of five Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
All right, we're back here from Bristol. 2-1 is our score, as a big outfield assist by Easton Rooley. Yeah, ends the top of the third. Give Jack Mosh a single. He's now 2-for-2 at the plate today, but Aiden Hill thrown out at home on the nice throw by Rooley. And we've got a pitching change here, as that will be the end of the day for Nick Good. And frankly, we're still trying to figure out who it is, a righty out there on the mound. Our best guess is Daniel Egan, a righty, pitches at Presbyterian College. And that is the case. So Daniel Egan, the new pitcher for Greenville. Greenville 6'4", 200 pounds. He's got two starts on the year for Greenville, 4.50 ERA across eight innings, nine hits, four runs, eight strikeouts, and a walk through 9 2/3 innings for the Blue Hose of Presbyterian. And here's the top of the order. Derek Cease fouls the first pitch he sees out of play. Cease started out the ball game with a single, used his speed to beat one out at first. And then he was erased on a double play, hit in two by Nick Arias in the two spot. 0-1, here's a ground ball towards short. Going to be a tough play. Clark from behind the bag. He made it look pretty easy. Clark, the shortstop from Oklahoma, showing his range. And there's one out in the third. So here's Nick Arias. Again, we told you he grounded into that double play in the first inning. First pitch to Arias. misses the zone. One ball, no strikes. There's another ground ball to Clark. Sunday hop sets the feet. And another easy throw over to first. Two batters in the inning. Two ground outs to Wallace Clark at short. So now Bargo will hit for Bristol with two outs once again. He singled last time up in the same scenario. But if you'll remember, was hit on a line shot by Aries Gardner. Bargo was stealing on the pitch. It was a 3-2 count. And Gardner hit it right off of his left hip. Good start here for Daniel Egan as a swing and a miss by Bargo. He's behind 0-1. Bargo hits one sharply to right. Dragu goes back at first, but then comes in a few steps to retire Bargo. It's a nice start to the outing here for Daniel Egan. Three up and three down. Our score remains 2-1. We've played three full innings. We'll be right back with the fourth on the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bristol. 2-1, our score through three innings. And a nice 1-2-3 inning there from Daniel Egan in relief. And here we go in the fourth. Again, last night, Greenville took it to Bristol pretty good. It was a 1-1 ball game through three innings. Tonight it's 2-1, but to show you how much can change, final score yesterday, 15-2 Flyboys. Bristol looking to keep it a little closer tonight as the fourth inning about to start. 4-5-6, Dragu, Bode, Ortiz. In the fourth inning of work by Matthew Boynton. First pitch lifted out deep to center field. Cardinale on his horse into the gap. And just a few steps in front of the track, the 380 sign out in left center. That ball must have gone, 365 or so? So Cardinale showing the range out in center field. Normally that's Jordan Austin out there, but Cardinale turned on the jets and retired Dragu on one pitch. So one down in the fourth. And here's Austin Bode, who lined out to left his last time up. Breaking ball from Boynton in for a strike. I was going to give you the numbers on Boynton before that first pitch out. He's now thrown 3 1/3, given up 5 hits, 2 earned, a walk, and 2 Ks. 0-1, Bode swings through the fastball, and it's 0-2. To the count to Bode, waving the bat in the box. Here's one off the end of the bat. It'll go foul. Now, I've got to say this. If you're unfamiliar with Twitter, I would assume a lot of you are on Twitter right now by this point, but a couple of interesting follows for you. Make sure you follow Appy League on Twitter. They constantly are tweeting out videos from games as the 0-2 misses off the plate. There's another Twitter account called Appy League Data that tweets out every home run that's hit in any Appy League game, including the exit velocity, distance, and launch angle. Some really cool data out there as the 1-2 misses away. But the Appy League Twitter account picked up the video on the throw home from Easton Rooley from left field. gave him a little publicity. You can check that video out on their Twitter account, at Appy League. Two balls, two strikes from Boynton. Here it comes. Strike three. Bode waves it one up and out of the zone, and Boynton cruising here in the fourth. So Ray Ortiz strolls to the right-handed batter's box. Ortiz picked up a double and scored the second run of the game for Greenville back in the second inning. Pitch from Boynton. Did he go around? They'll say no. Both the first base umpire, Marvin Sims, and the first base coach for Greenville simultaneously put their hands out to the side to say he didn't go. 1-0, hit right in between the two of them, in between Sims and the first base coach. Down the line to right field, foul. One ball, one strike. Bode started his career at Ortiz is the batter now. Ortiz from NJIT, we told you, New Jersey Institute of Technology. Originally went to Georgetown prior to his stint at NJIT. He was at Georgetown for the COVID-shortened year. Breaking ball from Boynton misses inside, 3-1. In 2021, Ortiz only appeared in four games, started two of them. Was a member of the Big East All-Academic team, so a good student and a good athlete. 3-1 breaking ball again inside. And here's a two-out walk for the Flyboys. And that first base runner of the fourth, Boynton has yet to have a 1-2-3 inning. In fact, the only 1-2-3 inning in the ball game belongs to Daniel Egan, who had one just last half inning in the bottom of the third. So here's Kai Wagner. Pitch from Boynton off the plate. They're doing research for this series with Greenville. You type in the name Kai Wagner on Google. You know what you're going to get? Not the freshman from Utah. 1-0 off the plate. So if you do Google Kai Wagner, K-A-I, which is a pretty cool name, by the way, you'll end up with an MLS player, a German professional soccer player for the Philadelphia Union in the MLS. So not quite the same Kai Wagner, as now Ted Power takes a stroll out to the mound to have a chat with Boynton, who was otherwise cruising here in the fourth. But after a walk to Ray Ortiz and a 2-0 count to Kai Wagner, a chance to have a quick chat. I told you about the accolades of Coach Power, who was recently inducted into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, as he's from that area, played at Kansas State, had a long Major League Baseball career, has had a coaching career as well, has spent some time with the Cincinnati Reds. So some words of wisdom from Coach Power. And a light breeze blowing. As again, sort of a chilly night for mid-June here in Bristol. 2-0 from Boynton on the way to Kai Wagner. Out in front of the changeup, two balls and one strike. Ortiz over at first. He's running. 2-1. Outside, Freeney's throw. Oh, close play, a one-hopper. A nice tag applied by Arias, but Ortiz able to get that foot in there just in time. So three steals for Ray Ortiz this year. And he's in scoring position with a 2-2 count and two outs in the fourth. Boynton's offering to Wagner. Fouls it straight back into the net. We'll do it again. Wagner singled in the second inning. Picked up an RBI, drove in Ortiz. A chance to do the exact same thing here. Boynton brings a 2-2, chopped out the second. Cease fields it, throw over, and boy, does he make it look easy. Derek Cease ends the inning on a 4-3 put out. Wagner retired, not quite a 1-2-3 inning, but close. As Greenville stays off the board again, it's 2-1. Stateliners a chance to tie or take the lead when we return on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bristol, bottom of the fourth, 2-1. Greenville out in front. Bristol's kept it close here, but I'd like to see him go ahead and try to tie up the ball game or take the lead. They have not played with the lead in the series at all. Did have it tied last night. Greenville went and took a 15-2 victory against the Stateliners in a blowout. First pitch to Gardner. Misses. It's 1-0. Gardner hits one towards first. Tough play as Barone tried to dive to keep it in the infield, but unable to. That's going to be two singles in the ballgame for Aries Gardner. Now remember, Gardner hit that ball right off the hip of Dalton Bargo back in the first inning, who was running on the pitch. That did end up counting as a single for Gardner, so make it 2-for-2 with two singles to the right side. And here's a leadoff runner on for Bristol. Let's see what they can do with it. Trey Oblas struck out in his only other appearance today, but boy, last night he was excellent. 3-for-4 with a homer. This one ripped into the right center field gap. It's down for a hit. Gardner touches second, and he'll hang out at second base. Thought about going to third, but no need to test it here with two on and no out. Back-to-back singles for the Stateliners, and they're in business here in the fourth. So Easton Rooley has had quite the ball game thus far. He singled in the second. Ended up scoring the Stateliners' only run of the day so far. And then out in left, pegged out a runner at home to end inning number three. Chance for more damage here for Rooley against Egan. Swing and a miss by Rooley. Daniel Egan had a three-up, three-down start in his third inning of work, but has given up two singles to start the fourth. Much closer game tonight thus far than we had last night. 0-1. Rooley waves at one off the plate. You kind of have to tip your cap at that pitch by Egan, as it wasn't anywhere near the plate when it finished. But it was close enough to make Rooley go after it. 0-2 the count. Gardner with a big lead out at second. They try the same pitch. Probably a good idea. Rooley lays off this time. 2-1. Greenville leads it in the bottom of the fourth. Stateliners with two on and none out, trying to make something happen. Rooley, the hitter from the right side against the pitcher Daniel Egan. 1-2 the pitch. Again, that same pitch off the plate. Rulli lays off, 2-2. Tariq Freeney is on deck. He's 1-for-1 with a base hit. 7 hits in the ballgame for Bristol. Last night, the State Liners only had 4 the entire ballgame. 2-2. Rulli out in front of the pitch, and he's down on strikes. So one out is Rulli strikes out, but still a chance here for the State Liners to do some damage. Here's Tariq Freeney, who singled his last time up. Freeney's average currently at 281. As a pitch from Egan, just missed the plate. It's 1-0. Gardner, the runner at second. Oblas at first. And a strike called just at the bottom of the strike zone. 1-1, 1-1 to Freeney. Egan taking his time in the circle and brings one. Freeney hits one out the center. Hill charging. He'll catch it and not deep enough for a tag. So Egan has given up 2 singles to start the inning, but a strikeout and a shallow fly ball into center have things looking much better for Greenville here in the fourth. Here comes Jake Cooper. Cooper 0-for-1 with a K on the day. He ended up at first on a drop third strike that allowed Rulli to score, but then he was picked off. First pitch to Cooper. Skips in low. Nice block by Casey Gibbs to keep Gardner and Oblas at their bases. Egan gets his sign, takes a peek at Gardner, who's not being held super close. Cooper lines one foul, scatters the Flyboys bullpen as it skips up and over and out of play. Got to make a better play down the right field line, do the Flyboys. Ball and a strike, Cooper the hitter, 2-on, 2-out. Greenville leads it 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Gardner, another big lead out at second. Cooper, another sharp foul ball. This one off the netting. And he's down 1-2. Cooper making some good contact in this at-bat. Trying to find some green grass here to give the State Liners a chance to tie it here in the fourth. Here's the 1-2. Out towards left. Here's a base hit. Gardner's going to try it. He touches third. The throw home from Bode is cut off. And Gardner ties it up. It's 2-2. RBI single for Jake Cooper. And we've got a new ball game here in the fourth. So Oblas stays at second. Not sure why the ball was cut off there. But the State Liners will take it. Ball was not hit super hard out the left, but it was hit in the right place at the right time. Now the State Liners have the lead in mind as Joe Cardinale hits from the right side with 2-on and 2-out. And the pitch misses in the dirt from Egan. 1-1 and no strikes. Again, Cardinale, the number 9 hitter. Derek Cease awaits on deck. One ball, no strikes. Egan at the belt brings it. Upstairs, 2-0. Now, I don't know if we've got any Cardinales listening to the broadcast here as Joe steps back in. We've heard a lot of different names for Mr. Cardinale. Of course, he's listed as Joseph on the official roster. He's listed as Joe in the lineup today. We've even seen him called JoJo. So give us some clarification. Which one does he go by the most? 2-0. Off the plate, 3-0. Now, Cardinale played for his dad, Salvatore, at Palma School. His dad played baseball at Arizona State and Cal Poly. Three balls, no strikes. Be surprised if Cardinale swings here. And ball four on four pitches. Bases loaded, top of the order, and Greenville's got to start thinking about a change here. As their starter, Nick Good, went through the lineup one time, he faced nine hitters. Now Daniel Egan has faced nine hitters. And we have seen some action down the right field line in the Flyboy bullpen. But it seems as if Egan will stay out there at least for now, as Derek Cease a chance to do some damage from the right side. It's a big spot here for Derek Cease, the leadoff hitter, who's 1-for-2 with an infield hit. First pitch off the plate, 1-0. Nowhere to put Derek Cease. Stateliners have struggled with a little bit of a left-on-base problem. See if they can do some damage here. 1-0, Cease out towards right. Watch out down there. Flyboy bullpen went running. Ball and a strike. It's almost seemed as if for Bristol, the runners in scoring position has been runners in stranded position at times this year. One ball, one strike. A chance for Cease. Takes a strike on the outside corner. Great pitch from Egan. So big at bat here as the Stateliners have tied it up in the fourth, but they want more. The bases are juiced with two outs and Derek Cease, the hitter. I believe the catcher, Gibbs, asked for time as he had something in his eye. Not sure if dirt or bug flew into his eye, perhaps. One, two, Decease. Skips away from the catcher. Here comes Oblas, and he will score. The Stateliners lead it 3-2. Third run of the ball game for the Stateliners. Two of those three runs have come on wild pitches. So Oblas comes in from third on the wild pitch. Cooper up to third. Cardinale up to second. And the count is 2-2. So moving everybody up a base, Cooper stands at third, Cardinale at second, and Cease in the batter's box on a 2-2 count. Pitch from Egan. Out to left, that's down. Cooper's going to score. Here comes Cardinale around third. The throw from Bode cut off again, and it's 5-2 Liners. It was Greenville last night that came up with the big innings. They had four runs in the fourth yesterday. Well, today the Stateliners have four in the fourth, and they lead it 5-2. Two more RBI for Derek Cease. Two singles on the day for the second baseman from Penn State. And here's Nick Arias. Cease running on the first pitch. Arias lines one foul. Just seems like just about everything Cease does sort of gives the Stateliners a spark defensively on the base paths and here in the batter's box today. Cease only has one stolen base on the year, And they'll check on him here. Did they get him? Oh, close. Close play as Cease just able to get back in time. That, I believe, is the second time they've nearly picked Cease off of first base. They'll throw again. Again, another close play, but Cease back in safely. Some good moves out there by Egan. Arias, the eighth hitter in the inning for Bristol. A couple ground outs for Arias. One, a ground ball double play as a pick back by Gibbs, not in time. Greenville is very concerned about Derek Cease at first base right now. A couple of pickoff attempts, a pick back. Another pickoff throw. Here come the Boo Birds. Not too big of a crowd here tonight in Bristol. Lots of blankets out as, again, sort of a chilly night for mid-June. This is sort of like what you'd see in late April, early May, perhaps. 64 degrees currently. 1-1. Arias thought about it, but laid off. Ball and two strikes. Dalton Bargo would hit next if Arias finds a way to reach. No matter what happens here, Stateliners with a big win here in the fourth. Four runs across. 1-2, Cease is running. Here's one chopped towards short. Clark sits back on it, throws across, and a nicely played ground out. Clark can really fill his position out there. That's the second time Arias has grounded out to Clark at short. But the Stateliners take four runs in the fourth, and they take their first lead of the series against Greenville. They lead it 5-2. We've got the fifth inning coming up next on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Five to two, our score. Bristol picks up four runs in the fourth inning, sort of matching what Greenville did yesterday. That was really the story of the game yesterday. The Flyboys won it 15-2, but they had some big innings. Four in the fourth, five in the seventh, and four more in the ninth. So when you can get some of those chunk innings like that, it really gives your team a jolt. So 5-2 our score, and we're here in the fifth. It's Wallace Clark, who just made the play at shortstop to end the inning. And it's 1-0. Clark grounded out into a double play to end inning number two. Ball two as it's inside. It's the fifth inning of work for Matt Boynton in the game. Four innings, five hits, two runs, three strikeouts, and two walks on his ledger. That's a 2-0 called strike one. Boynton has been excellent here tonight. He's only given up two runs across those four innings. And his offense giving him a chance here for a win. 2-1 off the plate. 8-9-1 scheduled to hit in the fifth for Greenville. Three one, fouled off. Look out! That one hit sharply to our left. Again, we told you here up in our press box in Bristol, You always got to be alert. We could get a foul ball at any time. Payoff from Boynton, fouled off. Again, it'd be rare if we do get a foul ball, but if one skips right over the pole here in front of us behind home plate, we're going to be diving out of the way. We've got a few marks on the wall behind us where baseballs have hit the wall over the years. I do not want to be on the other end of that. 3-2, grounded out to Cease. Fields it, gathers, throws, and one down in the fifth. Cease has gotten quite a bit of action tonight. He has now retired the last two flyboys on ground outs. Kai Wagner to end the fourth, Clark to start the fifth. And here's Casey Gibbs, who was hit by a pitch his only time up. First pitch grounded out to Bargo. Steps on the bag, and there's two outs. Two ground outs here for Matt Boynton. Great start to the fifth for him as his pitch count begins to climb. Top of the order for Greenville. Aiden Hill has continued his trek around the bases in this game. Again, if you missed it last night, Aiden Hill had a big evening, 3-for-5 with a homer. Tonight he's been all over the base paths again as he singled and scored in the first. He walked in the third but was pegged out at home on a nice throw by Easton Rooley in left field. Oh, 1. Upstairs, ball 1. One ball, one strike from Boynton to Hill. Breaking ball in the dirt. I think you'd sign up for 5 strong innings from Boynton any day of the week. Boynton started against Kingsport in Bristol's 6-5 win earlier this year. As the pitch thrown over to the ball hit towards first. They're going to tag the runner here. They're going to call him out. Yes, they are. Wow, a chance to missed the call there on the play. The ball was hit to first, thrown past Boynton's glove trying to cover first base. Hill made an aggressive turn towards second. The catcher, Freeney, was there, fielded it by Greenville's dugout, and tags Hill out for the final out of the inning. So they will rule that a hit for Hill, as it's a single, but he's tagged out trying to advance to second. So unconventional 3-up, 3-down inning there, but Bristol will take it. Another 0 on the board. They lead it 5-2. Bottom of the fifth coming up right after this on the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Brought to you
at the birthplace of country music museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where southern charm and state of the art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Bit of an odd end to the top of the fifth there, folks, and my apologies. There was a bit of craziness going on. Let's recap what just happened again. Hill hit a ground ball to the first baseman, Bargo. It was going to be a tough play to flip to the pitcher Boynton was covering. Boynton loses his glove on the throw to Boynton. Freeney doing exactly what he's taught to do as the catcher, backing up the throw, and he fielded it quickly. Hill had taken an aggressive turn towards second, then decided not to go to second, and Freeney came out and tagged him for the final out. So we're ready for the bottom of the fifth. Bargo, who was involved in that crazy play, will hit here in the bottom of the inning. And in the live game summary, it sort of reads weird as the 0-1 misses outside. Listen to this. Aiden Hill singles on a ground ball. Aiden Hill now out at first, tagged by the catcher. If you didn't just see what happened, you would read that and think, how in the world did the catcher tag him out at first after a single? 1-1, lifting out to left, giving it a chase is Bode. And about on the mound down the left field line in the Stateliner bullpen, squeezes it for the first out of the fifth. It's always one of those where it's interesting to see if they call it a fly out or a foul out down the left field line. I think he caught it in foul ground myself. We'll wait to see what the official scorer does. But either way, first out of the fifth, and here's Aries Gardner, who has been on base twice with two base hits tonight. First pitch fouled out of play. No balls and one strike. The count to Aries Gardner, the cleanup man. Pitch down and away. One ball, one strike. One, one. And through the catcher's legs, ball two in the dirt. Gardner continuing his productive season, two for two tonight with a run scored. His average at 345. OPS up at 914. Here's a pitch. Gardner just gets a piece of it, fouls it straight back, and we're even. Stateliners lead it 5-2, bottom of the fifth, with one out, bases clear. Daniel Egan working for the Flyboys. 2-2, just inside, and we're full. Obloss will hit next for Bristol, the 3-2. Gardner chops one to first. Barone fields, tells Egan he's got it, and steps on the bag. Two outs in the fifth. So Trey Obloss, again hitting from the left side, singled and scored one of Bristol's five runs today. He's one for two. I'll tell you what, Obloss is really seeing it well right now. His average up at 359, one for two. And the pitch downstairs, 1-0. The 1-0 from Egan. Obloss is swinging a miss. One of the big issues for Obloss this year has been the strikeouts. He leads the team with 14 of them. And 1-1 called strike number two. Of course, yeah, Obloss with a strikeout here tonight makes it 15. That's up near the top of the Appalachian League as well. 1-2, chopped foul. Bit of a quiet inning here in the fifth. No base runners thus far for Bristol after they push four across in the bottom of the fourth. Here's a pitch. Obloss straight back again. Obloss just getting a few pieces of it. He's now seen five pitches in the at-bat, though the count is 1-2. Here's a pitch, another foul ball. Here's a souvenir. A couple young fans likely chasing after that one as it just got past the press box. One, two to Obloss, another foul one. Spoiling a lot of pitches here is Obloss. 1-2. Oblas crushes one deep to left center field. Hill on a dead sprint into the gap, but he'll be called off by Bode, who puts it away for the third out of the fifth. So, interesting start here for Egan. He came in the third, 1-2-3. The fifth inning is a 1-2-3 inning as well. The only bad mark on his day was the four-run fourth. State Liners lead it 5-2, heading to the sixth when we return on the State Liners Baseball Network.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of...
All right, folks, sorry about the ad there. We're back in Bristol. And it looks like we got a new pitcher on the mound here for the State Liners. I believe it's Brandon Decker. Well, nope, Boynton is staying out there. I thought it was 67, but it is 87. So Boynton out there again for the sixth. We thought maybe he was going to come out of the ball game, but he stays in. Had a little bit of confusion there on, saw the seven, and I think just a bit shocked that Boynton was going back out there. But he's going to continue to eat some innings here, it seems like, for Bristol. He's up at 79 pitches. So maybe one more inning for Boynton as the first pitch swung on and missed by Nick Barone. And perhaps thinking Boynton facing 2-3-4, Bill Kinneberg wants to see him go through the top of this order one more time. 0-1 to Barone. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Boynton still seems to have his A-plus stuff as he's gone 5 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned, 3 Ks, and 2 walks. 0-2 to Barone. Waste pitch off the plate. Again, Bristol could not get Barone out last night. He's 0-2 thus far. That's the game of baseball, huh? The 1-2. Up and in. Boynton still got a good fastball out there. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes the count. Breaking ball on the inside corner. And Barone down on strikes for the second time today. He's 0-3 after a four-hit night last night. One out in the sixth, and here's Jack Mosh. Jack Mosh has had 3 at-bats in the series. He walked in a pinch-hit appearance and scored last night. Tonight he's got a double and a single, so he has not been retired yet by this Bristol pitching staff. There's a good start as the first pitch from Boynton called strike one. Mosh hitting .464, his OPS at .1284. As the 0-1... missed the zone, count at 1-1. Five to two score, Bristol out in front. Top of the sixth, one out, no one on. Jack Mosh the hitter. 1-1 grounded to third. Cooper fields it on the move. Nice play from Jake Cooper. That's a tough play going to your left. Thought the ball might skip into left, but he puts the glove down, sets the feet, and fires across. That's the first time the State Liners have retired Mosh in the series. Two outs in the sixth, and here's Joel Dragoo. So Dragoo, the cleanup man for the Flyboys, looking to make some two-out magic happen. Swings and misses at the first offering from Boynton. Last night, Dragu hit a towering grand slam in the ninth inning. 0-1. Fisted out the right, coming in Oblast, but can't get there. It's a single for Joel Dragu. So now with Dragu at first base, Austin Bode will come up next. But this is going to do it for Matt Boynton, as Bill Kinneberg is going to point down to the bullpen. We've got a new arm coming on. So we're going to take a break, get all the changes for you, and we'll be right back on the State Liners Baseball Network. Bristol leads it 5-2 with two outs in the top of the sixth.
And paving the way to the future, where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together, where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Top of the sixth inning. Pitching change for the State Liners as they'll turn to Sadier Vicioso, a lefty, 5'11", 180, 18 years of age, from Copiag, New York. If you're listening from New York, hope I got that one pronounced right for you. He's a freshman from Stony Brook. So some notes here on Vicioso. 7.78 ERA for Stony Brook this year, over 19 and two-thirds innings. 12 strikeouts, 18 walks, 23 hits, and played his high school ball at Holy Trinity High School. This is only the third appearance for Vicioso, who's 0-1, and 12.00 ERA, three innings, four earned runs, six strikeouts, and three walks thus far. First pitch to Bode, misses up and in. Ball one. So Bode the hitter, 0-2. He flew out to left field and struck out in the fourth. Lefty-lefty matchup here as Vicioso looks to end the inning for Boynton. Pitch. Nice sweeper there as it passed the bat of Bode from the left side. Count 1-1. Vicioso takes a breath, takes a peek at first. Another good pitch and a swing and a miss by Bode. Slow clap starting here from a few State Liner fans in attendance with two strikes and two outs. Bristol looking for the fourth straight scoreless inning by Greenville. And this one lifted out to right field, but it's going to get out of play. Bode put a good swing on it. It's off the field house down the right field line and skips over into the Virginia High football facility to our right. One ball, two strikes. Another 1-2. Runner going. Strike three. Bode down on strikes. And how about that start for Vicioso, who comes in and retires Bode with a runner on. And another zero for Greenville. The State Liners lead it 5-2. We'll be right back with the bottom of the sixth when we return on the State Liners Baseball Network.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Located in the highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Bottom of the sixth, Stateliners out in front 5-2. The big inning was four runs in the bottom of the fourth. It's a major difference here as now Easton Ruley steps in to hit to lead off inning number six. Daniel Egan back out there, first pitch. Hit by Ruley to third. It's Wagner, who had a bit of trouble with it. Fell down, it seemed like, but was able to get up and fire across to retire Ruley on the first pitch of the sixth. So one out, and here's Tariq Freeney. First pitch to Freeney. Skipped past the catcher, but the point down to Marvin Sims rules it a strike on Freeney. It's 0-1. Freeney, 1-for-2, singled and was stranded at third back in the second. He hit a fly ball out to center field in his last at-bat. 0-1, a swing and a miss by Freeney, and it's 0-2. Pitch from Egan, fouled and sent a few State Liners scattering towards the back wall. And it's 0-2. Freeney the hitter, 0-2 with one out here in the bottom of the sixth, the pitch. Pops one out to center field for the second time today. Hill underneath it. And two outs in the bottom of the sixth. So here's Jake Cooper. Cooper had a big hit in the fourth. A single was one of four hits in the fourth inning as the State Liners picked up four runs to take the lead 5-2 as this pitch from Egan misses upstairs 1-0. This is the final game of a four-game homestand for the State Liners before they go on the road for three games. 1-0 off the plate. State Liners started off the weekend with two wins over the Burlington Sock Puppets. Had an off day Monday. Lost 15-2 to Greenville last night. Miss Cooper chops one out to short, fielded by Clark, and he continues to put on a clinic out there at shortstop. Second consecutive 1-2-3 inning for Daniel Egan, who settled in after the four-run fourth inning. And he's retired seven straight. Seventh inning coming up next on the State Liners Baseball Network. Stay with us.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bristol. 5-2. Stateliners still out in front. We had that big four-run fourth for Bristol. Well, we haven't had a run since across the last two innings of play. And that's been mostly due to the pitching by Daniel Egan for the Flyboys. And for Bristol, it's been Matthew Boynton, who was just removed last inning for Sadier Vicioso, who struck out Austin Bode to end inning number six. And he will now face the 6-7-8 hitters, Ortiz, Wagner, and Clark, as Greenville looks to get on the board for the first time since the second inning. Greenville picked up one run in the first as Aiden Hill came in to score on an RBI double by Jack Mosh. Then Ray Ortiz scored in the second on an RBI single by Kai Wagner. And we kind of started thinking Greenville's going to score every inning. But they haven't scored since, as it's 5-2, Liners. Pitch from Vicioso to Ray Ortiz. Misses the zone. It's 1-0. Ortiz, 1-for-1, had the double and a run scored in the second, walked last time. And the 1-0 also out of the zone, 2-0. Told you a little bit about the Stateliners last couple days. Two wins over Burlington on this homestand. The big loss last night. They'll look to win tonight to make it a 3-1 homestand, which you would take any day of the week. 2-0, swing and a miss on a good fastball to Ortiz, 2-1. Coming up next for the Stateliners, they'll travel to Pulaski, play the River Turtles for the first time this year. A two-game set tomorrow and Friday. As a 2-1 from Vicioso, fouled out of play down the right field line. And then on Saturday and Sunday, it'll be the old split series. Travel to Kingsport for one, and then host Kingsport the next night in a 7-inning game on Sunday. That's June 25th. We'll have that one for you on the Stateliners Baseball Network. 2-2 from Vicioso. Misses downstairs in the dirt, and we're full. Stateliners have played quite a few of their East Division counterparts. Not so many games in the division, only Kingsport for two, Elizabethan for two, and now Greenville for two. Have not played the Doughboys yet from Johnson City, as a 3-2 pitch nowhere close from Vicioso. It's a leadoff walk for Ortiz. As the chat here by Freeney out on the mound, a chance to get back with you on our messages. Haven't had many tonight. I want to encourage you to send us a text message from wherever you're watching from. We've heard from a couple of you tonight, 276-285-8780, 276-285-8780. I'm Chris Mangrum, voice of the Stateliners. Love to chat with you from wherever you're watching from. If you have any interesting thoughts or facts or anything you want to let us know, shoot us a message. And here, this pitch from Vicioso hits off the back of Kai Wagner. So now the first two have reached in the seventh, and you're starting to wonder here, could this be the opportunity for Greenville, who's running out of outs? They're down to their final nine. Ted Power steps out of the dugout, points down the line at the bullpen to try to get somebody loose. Be interesting to see who they might get ready down there. I believe Brandon Decker is available if they should go that direction. He's sort of their lights-out reliever. That first pitch to Wallace Clark, the switch hitter, nearly hit him in the box, and it's 1-0. Looks like Kanan Clayton is getting loose quickly down the left field line. Here's a bunt pushed by Clark, fielded by Bargo, and no one home at first, and now the bases are juiced. And this could spell some danger for the State Liners. You'd expect maybe a visit here to the mound quickly. So Clark, a bunt single. And now they're loaded after a walk, a hit by pitch, and a single. Not much that'll hurt you all by itself, but three combined have the bases loaded with no outs, and here's Casey Gibbs. First pitch in the dirt, blocked by Freeney. It's 1-0. Again, we think that's Kanan Clayton warming up down the left field line. Can't tell if it's 57 or 67. If it's 67, that would be Brandon Decker, and that would make a lot of sense as he's their sort of their stopper down the line. And the more I look at it, it does kind of seem like it's 67 Decker. 1-0. Ball two. Nowhere for Vicioso to put Casey Gibbs. A walk here makes it a two-run ball game. Two balls and no strikes. The pitch to Gibbs. There's a strike, and boy, did Vicioso need it. Two-one the count. Vicioso really needs a strike here. The pitch to the nine-hitter, Gibbs. Fouled straight back, and there's a strike. Nice bounce back here by Vicioso, who fell behind 2-0. Count now even. Again, we've said it before, bases loaded. You're looking for a strikeout and a ground out in that order. Your best chance of getting out of it with no runs allowed. 2-2 to Gibbs. Here it comes. This one crushed, but foul. Gibbs out in front of it. Punishes one out of play. Feels like a big spot in the baseball game here. Stateliner fans urging Vicioso on with a few claps. 2-2. In the dirt, now 3-2. You've got to think that if Vicioso loses Gibbs here with the top of the order looming, that the Stateliners will make a change. Again, we believe it's Brandon Decker warming up down the left field line. Would make sense in a tight ball game to go there. Here's the 3-2. Off the plate. And it's ball four. So let's see if they do make the change. And here comes Kinneberg. They'll do exactly that. So let's reset here as Ortiz comes in to score. That's an RBI for Gibbs the easy way as he gets a walk. Ortiz scores, Wagner to third, Clark to second, and it's a 5-3 ball game with no one out. And Brandon Decker has been called upon to likely finish this game. They'll look for nine outs from him. When we return, the State Liners lead it 5-3. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
All right, here we go. This kind of feels like the ball game right here. Top of the seventh, bases loaded. One run already in on a walk, and the Stateliners turn the baseball over to Brandon Decker, who is essentially their highest leverage reliever, their closer, their stopper, however you want to call it. Brandon Decker is that guy. He was an all-star last season for Bristol. He's thrown 9 2/3 innings. His ERA is at 7.45, so a bit of a rough start to this season, but he's got 13 strikeouts to 8 walks. And just a few too many base runners thus far on the season for Decker, but boy, has he been impressive here in Bristol, but also at Oakland in his college days. First pitch, that's a swing and a miss by Hill. He kind of went for a check swing there and just crossed the border. So one strike and a big strike with nowhere to put Hill. Bases loaded, tying run at second base here in the seventh. The 0-1. And that in the dirt. Nice block by Freeney. Again, a pass ball scores a run, most likely. I would be surprised, depending on how Decker performs here. Be surprised if he didn't have all 9 outs here to finish it. 1-1. Strike 2 from Decker. Corners are playing in for Bristol. The middle infield playing double depth. One ball, 2 strikes. Here's a pitch. Again, misses low. Freeney blocks it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Getting a lot of messages popping in here over the last couple of minutes. We will we'll get with you guys shortly here. Bit of a big spot here in the ball game. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rounded to first. Fielded by Bargo. He'll go to first, go home, and they'll get the lead runner. So Bargo fields a ground ball, does exactly what he's supposed to do, and gets the force out at home. There's one out as Wagner retired. So Clark up to third base on the fielder's choice. Gibbs to second. Hill at first. And here's Nick Barone, who's 0-3. Double play could get the Stateliners out of the inning. First pitch. Ball 1. Really feels like the game could swing on this at bat right here, perhaps. The dangerous Jack Mosh awaits on deck as well. Breaking ball from Decker in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Now Decker, we told you how impressive he's been in his career. He was named as the Horizon League Reliever of the Year this year for the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. 1-1. Fastball just missed downstairs, 2-1. Decker with 2 saves for the Stateliners this year. It's his second season as a Stateliner, as he represented the team in the Appy League All-Star Game last year. 2-1. Uh-oh, now Decker's in trouble as it's 3-1 with nowhere to put Barone. And Freeney will have a chat with his pitcher, Decker. So to reset here, Wallace Clark stands at third base, Casey Gibbs at second, Aiden Hill at first. The count is 3-1 to Nick Barone with nowhere to put him. Stateliners have turned to their best reliever, Brandon Decker, for this big spot in the ballgame. Pitch from Decker, 3-1. Ball 4. So it is a 5-4 ball game as Barone jogs down to first. Another easy RBI. has two runs in the inning for Greenville. Both of them have scored on free passes. So Clark scores, Gibbs to third, Hill to second, and Barone at first. And here's Jack Mosh. Two hits in the ball game for Mosh. Base hit gives the Flyboys a 6-5 lead, perhaps. First pitch, fastball, past the bat of Mosh. 0-1. This is exactly the type of guy you want on the mound for Bristol. Decker, a fiery reliever. 0-1 from Brandon. Got the corner. It's 0-2. Decker fishing for the second out here in the seventh. The pitch nearly clipped Mosh on the way by, and it's 1-2. I'm sure Mosh was trying to find a way to let that hit him there to tie the game. One ball, two strikes, bases loaded. State Liners holding a narrow 5-4 lead in the seventh for now. 1-2. Grounded through the hole at short, but Arias keeps it in the infield. Past the diving Cooper, everybody moves up one base, and we're tied at five. That's Gibbs to come in to score for Greenville. Hill moves up to third, Barone to second. It's a single for Mosh. And now the potential go-ahead run for the Flyboys stands at third. Joel Dragoo, we know he's got some big pop. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a single, his last at bat. Breaking ball from Decker, strike one. Neither of those runs will go to Decker's line, as they were both put on by Vicioso. 0-1 to Dragoo. That one in the left-handed batter's box. Ball and a strike. Last night, Greenville scored five runs in the seventh, and that really sort of put it away, looking to try to do some more seventh-inning damage. 1-1, and it's just outside. Two balls and one strike. Dragoo's afternoon, a strikeout in the first, a fly out to center field in the fourth, and a single in the sixth. 2-1 from Decker. And fastball way outside, and again, nowhere for Decker to put Dragoo. A walk here gives Greenville the lead for the first time since, the fourth inning when Bristol scored four runs to take it 5-2. Decker gets his signal, needing a strike here, 3-1. Ground ball to third. Cooper dives. He'll get up on a knee. The throw home gets away from Freeney. One run scores. Here comes Barone, and he scores. And now Greenville not only leads, but they lead by two. It's going to be an error on the throw by Cooper. So Freeney tried to play first base there at home to try to dig that ball out to get the force out, but the ball skipped past him. And that actually allowed another run to come in. So Hill scores the first run on the error by Cooper. Barone scores as well. Mosh moves up to third. And Dragoo stands at first. Here's one line to Cooper. And there's finally an out as Bode lines out over there to Jake Cooper at third. So second out, and every scorekeeper's nightmare, the Flyboys have batted around in the seventh. Five runs in the inning for Greenville. They lead it 7-5 with two outs and runners on the corners. Ortiz up for his second at bat in the seventh inning.
Error allowed Barone to score. Error is
Ground ball to short. Arias Fields, he'll throw to first. It's in time, and that will end the inning. So Brandon Decker comes in, gives up one run. The other four are charged to Vicioso, but Greenville retakes the lead. And it's the seventh inning stretch, so you know what that means, folks. No matter where you're watching from, this is what we do every day here at home for Bristol State Liner games. We encourage you to stand up, stretch it out. Howie's not going to sing with us. But it's time to sing for the seventh inning stretch. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Bottom of the seventh coming up. New pitcher on the mound for the Flyboys. They lead it 7-5. All right, welcome back. First pitch in from the new pitcher, Colby Lepofsky, as the State Liners have the 9-1-2 hitters scheduled here. As Cardinale hits for the third time today, it's 1-1. Ground out for Cardinale in the second, a walk and scored in the fourth. And asking for time as Lepofsky trying to finish his pitch, but the home plate umpire, Will Ferguson, was holding up his hand. So, Lepofsky from Florida State College at Jacksonville. 1-1, swing and a miss by Cardinale. He's behind 1-2. Now, Lepofsky is college teammates with Blake Wood on Bristol's roster. And most recently gave up back-to-back homers against Elizabethton on June 11th. Here's a ground ball from Cardinale to third. Wagner Fields, a high throw, tag applied. And Cardinale is out on the tag by Barone. And a 5-3. That was a little bit adventurous there, but Barone helps out his third baseman. So here's the top of the order, and it's felt like forever since Derek Cease has hit, and part of that is because the Flyboys have retired 8 in a row here. Sees first pitch he sees, fouls it off. Again, Lepofsky, 6.95 ERA across 55 and two-thirds innings at Florida State College at Jacksonville. Born in Boca Raton, Florida. The 0-1. Cease, hello, foul ball. Off to our right, just another reminder that we're always in danger zone here. 0-2 to Cease. I told you I'd get to your messages here. When things slow down, I'm going to get to you, folks. Got three messages sitting there waiting. 0-2 upstairs. Now Lepofsky on the season for Greenville. Third appearance this year, 4.91 ERA across 7 1/3. He's given up 4 earned, 9 Ks, and 4 walks. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. State Liners looking to answer here in the bottom of the 7th. They led this ball game 5-2 until last half inning, where the Flyboys scored five runs on only two hits. 2-2, down and in to Cease. That last inning was filled with walks, as we had, let's see, one, two, three walks in the inning and a hit by pitch. Only two hits, they were both singles. Also had an error in the inning. As a 3-2, swung on and missed by Cease. Two up, two down for Lepofsky. And the Flyboys bullpen has come to answer the call. They've now retired nine in a row. And Nick Arias steps in to try to do some damage with two outs in the seventh. The pitch from the lefty, Lepofsky. Down and in, 1-0. Arias has hit the ball on the ground all three times tonight. Hit into a double play in the first, and then two ground balls to short. Arias, another liner out of play. One ball, one strike. Now that one's low, 2-1. Bargo would hit next if Arias is able to reach. 2-1. Here's a strike, and it's 2-2. It's kind of one of those of course you always hope for a two-out rally here, but if Arias does not reach, one consolation for the State Liners, 3-4-5 would hit next inning. 2-2. Arias swinging a miss, drop third strike, tag applied, and that will do it for the seventh. Third consecutive 1-2-3 inning for Greenville on defense. They really turned up the heat on the mound, and the State Liners went from a comfortable lead to being a bit in trouble here. Eighth inning coming up next. Greenville leads at 7-5. We'll be right back on the State Liners Baseball Network.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at ManageYourBP.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wants.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Well, this game has changed in a bit of a hurry here. State Liners led it 5-2. Coming into the top of the seventh, and Greenville responded with five runs. Not only that, but their pitching staff has caught fire here. They've retired 10 straight State Liner hitters to put some doubt in the on the offensive side for the State Liners. As Brandon Decker back out there for the eighth inning. 1-0 pitch coming to Kai Wagner. Here's a fly ball high in the night sky. Who wants it? Left fielder Ruley. Yes, catches it down by his hip, and there's the first out in inning number eight. So a good start for Decker, who was sort of put in an unfortunate circumstance. He came in to face the top of the Flyboys order as the bases were loaded. Again, five runs came in the inning as a first pitch from Clark right into center field, right back where it came from. And there's a good start as another base runner for Greenville with one out in the eighth. So one out in the eighth. Runner at first, Casey Gibbs, the nine hitter, is scheduled to hit next. A chance to chat with A couple of you guys, we got a message from Chip in Bristol, Virginia. He said, enjoying the broadcast. Need a color man? Hey, let's chat. Send me another message. First pitch misses to Casey Gibbs off the plate. I do have a buddy of mine come and do color handful of times, but he can't be here all the time. So, sure, why not? Let's chat about it, Chip. 1-0. There's a strike. One ball, one strike. Casey Gibbs, the hitter. Nick Barone's mom is also watching from Montoursville, Pennsylvania. Excuse me. 1-1. Misses outside. Nick's mom also says, let's go, kid. Miss you and hail West Virginia. A lot of Virginia Tech fans in this area down in Bristol. 2-1. Fouled off by Gibbs, and the count's even at 2-2. And then also, let's see. Okay, we got a couple messages here from Carol and Bill Denlinger from Cape Coral, Florida, who are watching us, cheering on the Flyboys. Their son is Aiden, who is a pitcher on the roster. 2-2, swing and a miss by Gibbs, and now two outs in the eighth. Told you we'd get to your messages. Appreciate the picture letting us know you're watching. Well, we've got a tight game here for you, so those of you who are watching are tuned into a good one. Two outs, Greenville leads 7-5, runner at first. And here's the top of the order again, Aiden Hill. Pitch from Decker off the plate, 1-0. Hill has scored two runs in the ballgame, singled in the first, walked in the third, singled in the fifth, reached on a fielder's choice in the seventh. He's been on the base paths every time he stepped into the box. That's what you want from a leadoff guy. 1-0 outside, pick back, not in time. A big lead out there by Clark. He just slid back underneath the tag. So two balls, no strikes as Decker looks to put up a zero here. State Liners down to their final six outs. But they need to hold the Flyboys at bay for a chance. This one ripped out to right. And it's down for a hit in front of Oblas. Oblas struggles with it, and it gets behind him. And Clark never slows down. He's going to score from first. And there's an extra run for Greenville. It's 8-5. Let's see if they give that a double and an error, I would assume, as the ball hit out to right by Hill. Oblas just let it go right underneath him. And that allows Clark to come in all the way from first base as Nick Barone steps in. They will give it a double and an error. First pitch, Barone crushes one. Tried to paint the line down the left field line, but couldn't get it. Several feet foul. Nicely struck there by Barone, who's looking for his first hit of the night. So let's catch up here. Hill doubles, reaches third on the E9. Clark up to third and scores on the E9. And here's a ground ball to third. Cooper down to a knee, a low throw. Nicely dug out by Bargo at first to save another run. So Greenville adds one in the eighth. Could have been worse after the error out in right field. But the State Liners offense has got some work to do. They got to get the bats rolling here in the bottom of the eighth. But stay with us, folks. We've got hopefully a great finish coming for you on the State Liners Baseball Network.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Greenville picks up an insurance run in the top of the eighth. They lead it 8-5, and Bristol's bats have got to get going here if they want to get a split of the series with Greenville here in Bristol tonight. Flyboys lead it 8-5. They've scored 6 runs in the last 2 innings, 5 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th. And Bristol's got the 3-4-5 hitters scheduled to hit here in the 8th, and this feels like this might be the their best shot at it. First pitch to Dalton Bargo. That one's off the plate outside. 1 ball, no strikes. It is interesting that the next 3 hitters for Bristol are all lefties against the lefty Lepofsky. This one chopped. Oh, what a grab by Lepofsky. Lepofsky uses all 6'2" and his wingspan to grab that one on the right at the top of his glove to retire Bargo. That could have been trouble for the Flyboys, but that was a gold glove worthy play by Lepofsky to retire Bargo for the first out of the 8th. 11 straight retired by Greenville, who've really shut the door since Bristol took the lead in the 4th. Here's Aries Gardner. Breaking ball. I think it fooled the catcher. I'm not sure Gibbs, I think they got crossed up there as Gibbs was ready to catch a fastball up high and it dove at the last second. It's called a ball, but sure looked close. 1-0 to Gardner off the plate. Gardner's found a way to get on base quite often. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Has scored 1 of Bristol's 5 runs, 2-0. And now 3-0. That streak could be in danger here. 11 in a row sat down by Greenville. Bristol just needs a base runner to start. 3-0. There's ball 4. So 4 straight balls to Aries Gardner, who somehow just seems to find a way on base a lot. He's done that in 3 of his 4 at-bats tonight. Just a key cog in the middle of this Stateliner lineup. Here's Trey Oblas. We know he's got some big-time pop. Hit a homer last night out the right field. A homer here cuts the lead to 1. First pitch to Oblas called strike 1. No balls, 1 strike. Gardner, the runner at first. The pitch. Oblas crushes 1 down the line. Fair ball. Gardner on his way to 3rd. Oblas on his way to 2nd. Struggling with it out in right field is Dragu for a moment. That ball was right up against the fence. And there's the base hit that the Stateliners were looking for. As Oblas, a double, has 2 in scoring position with 1 out. And here comes Easton Rooley. I know Jennifer Rooley is especially intrigued by this at-bat. Jennifer's a faithful watcher of our program here from home. Big spot here for her boy Easton with 2 on and 1 out. Stateliners trail by 3. Rooley, big swing and a miss, as I thought Rooley was maybe trying to tie the ball game with 1 swing. 263 average for Rooley. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a run scored. The pitch from Lepofsky. Rooley, cue ball off the end of the bat, and it's 0-2. Tariq Freeney would hit next. I'll tell you what, you got 2 in scoring position with 1 out. The Stateliners have got to find a way to get these 2 runs in. The 0-2. Skips up and in. Nice block by Gibbs. Gibbs threw the knees down to keep that one blocked up at home plate. It didn't quite make it to the plate on the pitch. And Rooley lets it go by. One ball and two strikes. The pitch. That behind Rooley, and Gardner didn't get a good jump on it. I think maybe Gardner thought it hit Rooley, perhaps, as Gardner playing it safe over there at third. Two balls and two strikes. There was the wild pitch. Had Gardner come on home and scored, that would have been the third run of the game scored by the Stateliners on a wild pitch, but he decides to hang out at third. 2-2 pitch to Easton Rooley. Hit out to left. That's going to be deep enough to score a run. As Bode squeezes it, Gardner tags from third, and he will score easily. So there's at least one of those runs back, as it's now 8-6, a productive sack fly RBI for Easton Rooley. And it's 8-6. So Oblast stays at second. Didn't want to try to tag to third there to perhaps get thrown out to void the run by Gardner. So here's Tariq Freeney, a chance with a base hit to make it a one-run game. And his first pitch, a balk is called. So Oblast jogs down to third. Not sure what the call was on the balk. So it is, our scoreboard says 1-0, but it's not a pitch, and they finally cleared it off there. So now a base hit certainly scores Oblast. Pitch to Freeney. Whew. Freeney tried to tie it with one swing. We know that Freeney's got some home run power. He does have one on the season. Oh, 1. Freeney lays off. In the dirt. Freeney is one of three Stateliners to hit a home run this year. Trey Oblast has 2, Freeney with 1, and catcher Nick Strong has the other. That's a league-low 4 home runs for the Stateliners this year. More of a small ball type of team. 1-1, Freeney fouled it off his leg and goes down immediately in the box. Seems to be all right, but he'll need a moment. And, of course, Will Ferguson goes out to walk the ball out to the pitcher, as a good umpire should do there on a ball that bounces off the bat and hits Freeney. And, of course, Freeney a catcher as well. You know, these catchers and umpires, they're supposed to take good care of each other, and Ferguson's still not going to put the ball back in play until Freeney gives him the go-ahead. So 1 ball, 2 strikes. Important run at third right now. Can you get him? Freeney pokes one foul. Still looks like he's not fully back to himself after fouling that pitch off of him. Another 1-2 pitch coming from Lepofsky. Freeney out in front of it and a big strikeout. So a couple base runners in the inning for Bristol. They do manage to get one across, but they still trail by 2 as we head to the ninth. Folks, don't go anywhere. We'll have the ninth inning coming up next on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of 5 Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking.
isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Well, folks, top of inning number 9. We've had a bit of a back and forth affair here. Greenville took the lead in the first inning 1-0. Then added one in the second to make it a 2-0 ball game. Bristol added one in the bottom of the second to make it 2-1. It stayed that way for a while. Bristol adds 4 runs in the bottom of the fourth to make it 5-2, and that was our score for a long time until Greenville had 5 in the seventh to make it a 7-5 game, and now each team has added a run in the eighth to make it 8-6. First pitch from Brandon Decker across the zone for a strike, 3-4-5 for Greenville, who will be looking to add on to their 2-run lead here in the ninth. First pitch to Mosh, second pitch to Mosh in there for a strike. Mosh has been all over the bases tonight, 3 hits on his day. Here's the 0-2. Downstairs. Nice waist pitch by Decker. Mosh lays off. Mosh 3-for-4, 2 RBI. His average is ho-hum, 4.67 on the year. 1-2 off the fist. There's a souvenir. If you're sitting on the hill over here at a Stateliners game, no excuse to not get that foul ball. That was a soft one. One-two pitch from Decker. Hit towards first, and Bargo fields it in foul ground. So 1 ball, 2 strikes here from Bristol, and what's been a fairly quickly paced game. We're only 2.5 hours in here in the ninth. 1-2, poked again out of play, another souvenir. So big innings has been the story here in this series as the 1-2 from Decker misses low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Last night, Greenville had 4 runs in the fourth, 5 runs in the seventh, and 4 runs in the ninth. Tonight, Bristol got 4 in the fourth, but Greenville has 5 in the seventh. Here's one lofted out to Cease, 1 hopper, routine ground ball. Second base for the Stateliners when Derek Cease is out there, where ground balls go to die. One up, one down in the ninth. Now we do have, we have had a walk-off here for the Liners this year. It was in the second home game of the season against Kingsport. First pitch to Joel Dragu, called a strike on the corner. Looking ahead to the ninth, it's 8-9-1. Cooper, Cardinale, and Cease. 0-1. Behind, gets past Freeney. No one on, so nothing hurt. All 3 batters, last names start with a C. Stateliners hoping to see some good things in the bottom of inning number 9. 1-1. Too high. Dragu 1-for-4 with an RBI and a strikeout tonight. 2-1 pitch. And Dragu looked like he almost got a piece of it, but just his bat right over the baseball. 2 balls and 2 strikes as Decker looks to retire Dragu. Here's a pitch. A breaking ball swung on and missed. 2 up, 2 down in the ninth, and a good start here for Decker. So Austin Bode, the flyboy left fielder. Pitch from Decker off the plate to Austin Bode. Bode is 0 for 4 tonight, looking for his first hit of the game. He's got two strikeouts, 1-0. Right back at Decker. This should be easy enough. Decker, the underhand flip. And a little bit of momentum perhaps here for the Liners, who get a 3-up, 3-down inning from Brandon Decker. So, as I like to say, as my 3-year-old Mason at home would say, don't go anywhere. We got the bottom of the ninth coming up. Let's see if the State Liners can walk it off for the second time this year here at home. Bottom of nine coming up soon. Greenville leads it 8-6 here on the State Liners Baseball Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
She can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
It all comes down to this. Bottom of the ninth. Greenville leading Bristol 8-6. And again, 8-9-1. Jake Cooper, Joe Cardinale, Derek Cease. State Liners need at least a base runner here to make things interesting against the lefty, Colby Lepofsky. First pitch, there's a good start, misses the zone, bounces in front of the plate. Got a few rowdy fans here for the State Liners tonight, including their own dugout, which may be their own biggest cheering section. They need to get a runner on to make something happen. 1-0. There's a strike to Cooper. One from Lepofsky. Cooper hits one high to center field. Hill has a beat on it, a few steps back, and there's one out in the bottom of the ninth. So here's the nine hitter, Joe Cardinale. Thought we might see a pinch hitter down here in the nine spot, but they'll stick with Cardinale, who is 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Cardinale with some good speed if he's able to get one on the ground. First pitch off the plate. So far tonight for Lepofsky, 2 1/3. One hit, one earned, 3 Ks and a walk. 1-0. Here's a strike. These two dugouts up on the railing here in the bottom of the ninth, chirping at each other. See a few rally caps for the State Liners in the third base dugout. 1-1. Skips in low. And with every pitch, somebody is chirping. The State Liners, their dugout, going at it and joined in by a few rowdy fans. Of course, anytime anything positive happens for Greenville, it's their dugout's turn. 2-1. Ball 3, and there the cheers come again. Again, if Cardinale could reach here, tying run comes to the plate. 3-1. Oh, strike two is called. A lot of fun here as the State Liners dugout and the State Liner fans thought that was ball 4. And when the home plate umpire, Will Ferguson, put up his fist, Greenville erupted. 3-2. Ball 4. Boy, is this fun, huh? Tying run comes to the plate. You tell me that college summer league doesn't matter. It matters to at least about 100 people here in the ballpark tonight in an 8-6 ball game. Here's Derek Cease. Not sure Cease has got home run pop by any means, especially in this ballpark. But the pitch to Cease misses low. And again, the cheers and the jeers coming from one side on every pitch. It's 1-0. Pitch from Lepofsky. Strike to Cease. Now the Flyboys dug out, cheering it on. Golly, this is a lot of fun. I hope you can hear. Hope you can hear it down on the field. 1-1 to Cease. Fouled straight back. And it's 1-2. Assuming there's not a double play here, Nick Arias would hit next. He's 0-4. You'd think Bristol really needs to get Dalton Bargo to the plate for a real shot in this one. Lepofsky, 1-2. On the way to Cease. Way high. 2-2 as Gibbs had to jump up out of his crouch to catch it. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch skips in low. Nice block by Gibbs to keep Cardinale at first. I'd venture to say this is a pretty big pitch right here. Three balls and two strikes. Cardinale at first. Would the State Liners consider a hit and run here on 3-2? The pitch to Cease. Lobbed out to first. Do we have obstruction? What's the call here? Are they going to call both out? Oh, my goodness. Now, wait just a second here. Okay, lots of confusion here. All right, they're going to call Cardinale out for interfering with the play. So Cease is going to get first base. The first base umpire, Marvin Sims, gave two out signals. Greenville's dugout came rushing onto the field thinking there were two outs on the play. So Cardinale is going to be called out for interfering at first base with Barone. Now Barone is shaken up here. There was contact made between Cardinale and the first baseman Barone, who's holding his head a bit. His hat came off, and he's having a chat with someone from Greenville's dugout, but he seems to be okay. So let's see. They're going to say Cease pops into a force out, fielded by Barone. Cardinale's out at second. Cease gets first base. So Cardinale, by rule, he's got to get out of the way there of Barone. He was trying to work his way back to ensure not getting doubled up. And the first pitch to Nick Arias, ball one. Told you this was lots of fun. My buddy Howie over here for Greenville, we had a blowout last night, which I'm sure he had a lot of fun, but we both deserved a tight game like this tonight. 1-0 to Arias. Ball two. Again, I'll tell you, State Liners need to get Bargo to the plate here. If Gardner hits in the inning, now you're really in business. But Arias has got to find a way to extend this inning. 2-0, Cease the runner at first, the pitch. Ball three. Arias representing the tying run at the plate. You've got to think that just all the chaos here has maybe affected Lepofsky a bit. He thought the game was over moments ago, and he's asked to come back out and pitch again. 3-0. Ball four. Tying run on first base. The potential go-ahead run is coming to the plate. The winning run at that. And a quick chat here for the Flyboys. Manager Dennis Cook is going to come out and have a chat with his pitcher. I think he's going to leave Lepofsky out there. He's had a nice night. But it's kind of like what we talked about. Lepofsky's probably shaken up a bit after what just went down. Sort of an odd play where they called the runner out at first on a fly ball. Greenville thought that they had won the game, but that's not the case. So after a quick chat with the Greenville head coach, Dennis Cook, here's the potential winning run at the plate, Dalton Bargo. First pitch, strike one on the corner. Good visit to the mound by Dennis Cook. Cease the runner at second. Arias the runner at first. The 0-1. There's ball one off the plate. Gardner awaits on deck. If he comes up to hit in this inning, you got a real shot, I think. 1-1 to Bargo. Ball two up and out of the zone. I'll tell you what, you can get some valuable innings here, some high-leverage innings in the Appy League, folks. A lot on the line here early in the season in the Appy League West Division. 2-1. Bargo right back to the pitcher. He bobbles it. Is it going to be in time? Everybody's safe. And here comes Aries Gardner. They rule that a hit. So the Stateliners have a walk-off on the year. It was a 6-5 win. It was Joe Kinneberg who singled to score the game-winning run against Kingsport. They trailed that game 5-2 coming into the last inning. Stateliners down two here. Here's a pitch to Gardner. First pitch, line to first, and that's going to do it. Gardner hit that one on the button, and Barone stuck his glove up and snagged it out of the air. And what a ball game, folks, especially after last night, the blowout 15-2. Both teams fighting with everything they had tonight. Gardner puts it in play but just hit it right to a flyboy as Barone squeezes it for the final out. Greenville wins the series, a 2-0 sweep of Bristol here at home. They win it 8-6, and now both teams at 7-7, 500 record, tied for third in the Appy League West Division. Hey, that was lots of fun. We're looking forward to some more contests between these two teams as the season goes along. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to tally up some stats, and when we come back, we'll have a short post-game show before we let you go here tonight. We thank you for staying on with us on the Stateliners Baseball Network. We'll be right back.
At the Birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future, where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together, where you can really get into the music. At the Birthplace of Country Music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
All right, everybody, take a deep breath. Things got exciting there in the bottom of the ninth. The Stateliners load the bases, winning run on first base. The powerful Aries Gardner at the plate, and he just hit a line shot at the wrong place. as Nick Barone at first base stuck his glove up. Had that skipped by Barone at first, we probably would have been talking about a walk-off hit by Gardner clearing the bases, but that is not the case tonight as Greenville holds on for dear life, an 8-6 victory in the ninth. They get two wins here from Bristol as a 15-2 win yesterday, an 8-6 win today, a much closer ball game. Thankfully, after yesterday's beat down by the Flyboys, a couple of statistics for you tonight. We'll start with the State Liners. Matthew Boynton got the start. 5 2/3, gave up 7 hits, but only 2 earned runs, 4 strikeouts to 2 walks. Xavier Vicioso came in and somehow got a hold with a 1/3 of an inning and a hit, 4 earned, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Brandon Decker somehow gets the loss without giving up an earned run. Funny how that works, huh? 3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, and a blown save as well for Decker. For Greenville, Nick Good started the ball game, 2 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 2 strikeouts, and no walks. Daniel Egan, 4 innings, 4 hits, 4 earned, a walk, and a strikeout. And then Colby Lepofsky, who got the save tonight, 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. A couple key players on the offensive side for both teams. We'll start with the Flyboys. Aiden Hill went 3-for-4 with 2 runs. Jack Mosh, 3-for-5 with 2 RBI. And Wallace Clark had a pair of hits as well. For the State Liners, Dylan Cease, 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs. Bargo, also a 2-for-5 night. Gardner went 2-for-4 with 2 runs. Oblos with 2 hits as well, 2-for-4 with a run scored. Several State Liners in the ballgame with hits. Both teams had 11 hits in the game, but Greenville comes out on top. One major thing to look at in the line score, Bristol committed 3 errors. Greenville was clean on defense today, and that very well can be the difference in a tight ball game into the ninth inning. So quickly, let's go ahead and give you some scores from around the Appy League before we get wrapped up here tonight to check on how things happened throughout the league. Trying to get that pulled up here. All right, so let's see. We had 2 games in Burlington today. Bluefield wins 11-3 in the first game after a rainout yesterday. Second game is currently tied at 1-3. Kingsport's going to beat Danville. They lead 9-2, top of 9. That's more than likely going to be the finish. Princeton and Elizabethan in the slugfest, 6-5 with the bases loaded in the 5th. That game hadn't gone very far. And Johnson City and Pulaski, that game is canceled tonight due to rain. We've had rain all throughout the region here over the last couple of days. So one last thought for you on our State Liner of the game. We're going to roll with Derek Cease tonight, who was exceptional on defense, but also had 2 hits and 2 RBI out of the leadoff spot, just a spark plug. Was on base there at 3rd at the end of the ball game, but couldn't come in to score. So Derek Cease, another great night of defense and hitting. And a look ahead at the schedule before we wrap up here. The State Liners will be on the road the next 3 nights at Pulaski on Thursday and Friday, at Kingsport on Saturday, and we'll have Kingsport in town on Sunday night, a 6 o'clock game for a 7-inning contest here in Bristol, and we'll have that one for you on the State Liners Baseball Network. So thank you for tuning in. As always, I'm Chris Mangrum, voice of the State Liners, and we hope to see you next time. The Greenville Flyboys win it tonight, 8-6 in Bristol, and we hope that you'll join us for our next broadcast coming up Sunday night, 6 o'clock, against the Kingsport Axemen. We hope to see you then.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.